This is the Shaughnessy for Wednesday, September 12th. Head cold. I've got a cold. Or should I say, this cold has me. And I don't really mind all that much. It's a rainy day, I've got a hot cup of tea, and a spare moment for the first time in about 3 months. The common cold is caused by a virus, a rhinovirus to be exact. And a virus technically isn't a living thing, it's a bit of angry, opportunistic DNA looking for the cell of another creature to take over. It's in the organization, but it's not of the organization. You know, Rhino's not a bad guy, he's just trying to make a living, works a lot in the cold and the rain. But as far as my body is concerned, this interloper must be sectored off and killed. He's not our kind. Purge him. Open the mucus floodgates, boys, we're going to war. Interestingly enough, organizations work the same way. Good places, bad places. I'm not sure I know what that means, but organizations have strong cultures, and if you don't fit in, well, open up the mucus floodgates, boys. We're going to war. Yeah. I have recently had some experience with just this kind of thing. Why else would I be so stuffed up? See, I don't believe in struggle, at least not in business. To my way of thinking, if you're struggling, you've already messed up. It's just not professional. Sure, struggle to learn something new, struggle to expand the boundaries of human experience, but to make money? Struggle? No, thank you. I just can't see it. I am an excellent writer, and one of the reasons I write so well is that I don't look for ways to make it harder than it needs to be. I make it look easy. And that's what years and years of practice should get you. Not hysteria, stress, and frustration. Yet culturally, that's what we demand from work. I'm so busy. I'm so buried. I'm so stressed. Pushing yourself to the breaking point is a badge of honor. It's positively required by some organizational cultures. But as I have a moment to sit quietly with a cup of tea and my head full of snot, there's one thing I'm becoming certain of. I'm not the one who's sick in this situation.